Hey, it's Anne with Spirit River Coaching on the Go. Today I'm talking about reaching out for help. Sometimes when we're high achievers or we want to take pride in what we're doing and we want the credit for that, we want it all to come from us, we often don't reach out and ask for help. And what we don't, you know, what you don't realize when you're not asking when you need it is that the asking makes you more approachable to people around you. So maybe you're feeling like bogged down or you're feeling a little victim-y because you've got so much on your plate. You don't know how you're going to handle it. Things are coming at you. Your momentum is in that direction of a little bit of overwhelm. And so it seems like more and more is coming to you. And what I discovered recently was I decided that if I could reach out to a few people who were around me that were familiar with the situation, you know, at least they would know what I was experiencing. And then whether or not they reached out to me, I would have at least, shared what was going on and the state that I was in in case I wasn't rising to the level that was expected. So I put out an email to a small group of people just to let them know what I was experiencing. And to my surprise, I immediately got a response from someone who I felt like was out on the periphery. And I got a second response in a long, detailed interaction that really helped calm me and stabilize me. And it just made me feel like I was part of a community. So it minimized what I was maximizing. Sometimes we get so steeped in something that's going on that we just keep talking about it within ourselves and it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And sometimes I think maybe I don't want to mention it because I don't want to make it any bigger. But if I can't minimize it or I can't lessen it. Sometimes I find that reaching out to someone else, just, you know, in the spirit of actually asking for help or an additional new perspective, I find that more and more I get the answers to the struggle and I get some ease on the struggle and then it gets to shift. So I don't know if that's a little vague for you without going into the details of the situation, but I just would love to share ways for you to ease momentum that's going in the wrong direction. And one of the ways I'm talking about today is to reach out to a few people around you and be vulnerable, meaning be open, express yourself, share. And you will be surprised. People respond to that vulnerability and that openness. And you often will get help where you thought you were on an island on your own. If this helps you or serves you in any way, please push reply on the email. Just give me some feedback. I'd love to hear from you. Have a beautiful day.